Before we begin, this is for the person who has done everything right. You've built the career, you became dependable, you created the life you were supposed to want. And maybe, quietly, you've asked yourself, is this it? Not because you're ungrateful and not because anything is wrong, but because something doesn't feel alive anymore. You might notice it in small ways, the tight jaw, the restless sleep, that subtle sense that you're moving through your days instead of actually living them. That feeling isn't failure, friend. It's what happens when you outgrow a life shaped by expectations you never consciously chose. At 5-Year U, we help successful people step back into agency safely. Not by blowing up your life and not by making dramatic changes, but by creating intentional shifts that actually fit who you are now. And if you're curious whether this is something that could support you, we offer a complimentary clarity call. It's not a sales call. There's no pressure. It's simply a space to explore where you are, what's shifted, and whether working together with us makes sense. If something in you is leaning towards that conversation, you can book one at 5yearu.com. Now let's begin with the show.
Welcome to the 5-Year U podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow?
Hey, 5 Tribe. Today's episode is called Afraid of Making the Wrong Choice, and it's something that if you've ever struggled with it like we have, it can really derail you. I'm Andrew, and with me always is Kat. How are you doing today, Kat?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling really good about this topic because I think personally, there's so many good things you can choose from sometimes, and that kind of analysis paralysis happens, and we can get way too much in our heads with this. So can you think of a time where you needed to make a choice and you just couldn't because purely out of the fear that you were going to make the wrong choice? Do you have a story for us, or would you like me to regale us with?
No, I mean, gosh, this happens so often. It happens with really big choices. It happens with minor choices. I think a lot of people can relate. I remember a lot of career choices like this. My very first job out of graduate school was working for the National Park Service, which is a really great job. It's a job that people usually have for their whole lives. I mean, there are kids that dream of being a park ranger. And I had the opportunity to live and work abroad. And I remember thinking, like, should I stay? Should I, you know, like, do this? Or should I do this completely unknown thing? And I ended up going abroad. And because I did that, I started my online business, which led to a whole bunch of other things. And I still think, you know, really fondly of that time when I was in that job. But I think I'm much better suited to the job I have now. This comes up a lot when there's risks. And of course, I can look back now, you know, that was 15 years ago, and say, well, I made the right choice. And I learned things about myself. I had these really unique life experiences living abroad that I would have never had otherwise. I learned so many lessons. It's really where my business started, grew, and where I developed a lot of my life philosophies, like minimalism and being frugal and things like that. And that's the thing. And that's what I try to tell people, especially when they're trying to decide, like, should I move? Should I do this job? There's really no wrong choice, because even a choice that's not a good fit for you is still a really good lesson.
I like that last part the most. It's a really good lesson. I think there is a ton of pressure. We're a very anxious society right now. And I think we really do feel and fear that we're going to make the quote unquote wrong choice. And really, the wrong choice is just going to give you feedback on what the next step is. And when you can start to shift your brain around to that, it gets easier. But it's very, very common for us to kind of have that fear of loss, that, you know, you're going to regret it. You're going to have that loss aversion, the missed opportunity. And the reality is, there is no missed opportunity column in life. You have missed everything in life. You missed buying Apple when it came out. You missed the 60s. You missed the dark ages. You have missed a ton. So you're going to keep missing stuff. But you need to also be able to tell yourself, it's okay if you miss something. It's okay if I choose to stay home tonight and all my friends go out and they have the best night ever. I chose for me what was right for me. And that doesn't necessarily mean what was right for them is also going to be right for me. So these are micro choices. And then the bigger choices, like, yeah, what job do I pick? What career do I do? You're never stuck. with those things. And I went into accounting because of, honestly, because somebody said something in grade five that what accountants did, and I kind of locked that in and did that. So, you know, don't make those choices, kids at home. But when I got through it and I got through accounting, I remember going through like the schooling of it and like getting to near the end and going like, I do not like this. But I finished it. And then I tried the work. The work sucked. It was not for me. And but it led me to something else. And I wouldn't be in the have been in the job that I loved for so long had I not gone through those things. So you're always getting feedback on stuff. And sometimes you just got to understand that you're not, you're never in the wrong place. You're never making the wrong decision. You're making the decision that's leading you to the right place. And sometimes, you know, it's going to be like that. But that's okay. That is life.
Yeah. Well, it's easy, not easy, but talking about jobs and talking about maybe moving, you know, we've talked to clients who have moved to different places, realize it was a bad fit, and they lose a lot of money selling their house and stuff like that. I mean, there are like regrettable things like that. But like, we tell them, like, you gave it a chance, like you heard the voice inside of you saying, try this, and you did. And so that is a good thing. Where this is challenging is when all of us look back on mistakes, because being a human, we all make mistakes. Some of us make really bad mistakes. Some of us make life-altering mistakes. And everybody here can immediately think, if I say, like, what's the worst thing you've ever done? Someone can immediately think of what that thing is.
Choosing to be an accountant in grade five. Just, sorry.
Well, good for you.
Just kidding.
But the thing is like, mistakes, including the really bad ones, are our greatest life teacher. Even if they show you like the darker parts of you, even if they show you like, I had no idea I was capable of that, even if they, you know, change the trajectory of your life, still lessons to learn from it. There are still things that when you look back, you can say, well, that did lead to this other thing that was helpful. That led to this revelation where I realized, you know, I had to do X, Y, or Z. It's painful sometimes to think about, you know, the times you wish you would have said something different, acted differently. All of us have lost, you know, friendships along the way for various reasons. There's so many things that you can look back on and beat yourself up on. But there again, if you can use it from the perspective that there are no wrong choices, they're just all learning experiences. Sometimes that can help you to give yourself some compassion for the harder parts of this life that we all go through.
Yeah, I agree. And we all make mistakes, like you said. I think there's like this myth of the perfect path. And there's two ways of looking at this. Like, oh, I got to make every right choice. And you're not going to do that. But maybe you widen the scope of this perfect path. This I'm supposed to, you know, we often talk of the societal path that you and I have clearly opted out of, you know, go to school, get a good job, work for 30 years, retire and die, you know, like get the big house, get all these things. We have experienced those things and realized they weren't for us. Those weren't mistakes. That was feedback on what was not right for us, but is right for a lot of other people. And this view of like, okay, well, did I waste money? Did I waste time? Did I waste effort? No, your path needed to guide you on those things so you could understand what you do want. They're contrasting moments, but they're not wrong decisions. And I think we have this tendency to really beat ourselves up and going like, oh, I didn't do that right. Oh, I said this thing I shouldn't have said. Great. You said the wrong thing with your friends. You know, next time not to say that, you know, with the next friend, not to say that if you lose that friend because of what you've said. And I think we've all kind of been there maybe once or twice, 15 times. Anyway, you can just keep going with that stuff and just know that like, this is your journey. And this path has always been perfect for you. Rivers don't run straight. Rivers ebb and flow, because if they went straight, they would be too fast and you would get to the end way too quickly. They are designed to meander back and forth. When you look at them, that is something that you have to move along and to get to where you're going. So it's never a wrong choice. Just if you're going to subscribe to that, this is the right path, then the decision that you make, good or bad, was part of that path to give you feedback to take the next decision, the next step.
I love that. I think that is great. And, you know, another thing that you and I, it's part of our belief system, and the people listening can, you know, say, well, that's silly, or maybe you can choose to adopt it. But it is our belief that the things that are meant for you will not pass you by. they will come back around and around and around again. And we've heard like amazing stories about this in relationships, like, you know, people meeting on a plane and then somehow they like meet again in a completely different city, you know, and then get married later, whatever it is. And you hear stories like this all the time. But same thing with jobs. One thing we say a lot and we tell the kids a lot is rejection is protection. Whatever is meant for you, there are things in this life that you are meant to do. There is a reason why you are here. There are people you are supposed to meet. There are relationships you are meant to have. And everything that you are supposed to do is going to come your way. You just have to kind of keep waking up and going into, you know, life on the rock again and again and again. But if you didn't miss the job, if you missed the train, you're never really missing the things that are meant for you. They will come back around. The job will happen. You'll meet the person that leads you to the other person. However it's meant to be and whatever timeline it's supposed to happen, we believe it's that. It doesn't have to be your belief, but we've seen evidence of this so many times. And there's literally no reason why Andrew and I should be on this podcast together. We live in two different countries. You know, there should be no reason why we are so important in each other's lives. But through a series of random and weird events that have happened, here we are. Whatever is meant to be there for you, it will come at the right time.
I love, I think it was Warren Buffett. I'm actually going to make a quote right now that I'm going to attribute to somebody that is, I'm going to like bet it's like 50% accurate.
Gosh, those are better odds than usual, folks. So I'll take it.
It's like 50% better than usual. Yeah, it's that opportunities are like a bus. If you miss one, there's always another one coming. And so when you miss that opportunity, because I think there's that fear of missing out. It's always like, well, if I don't take this job, what happens if another one never comes along? If I miss asking this person out, if I miss doing this, if I miss whatever, then it's over and nothing ever happens. And that puts a lot of pressure on us in every moment to do it right. And when you can relax back and go, it's not going to pass me by. The right thing is going to happen. And sometimes you have to say you have to miss that job so that the next job opportunity goes, so you know to jump on it faster. Sometimes you have to, you know, ask somebody in that coffee shop for their phone number to know the next time you see somebody that it was like really meant to be. And we're not saying that's how you find your soulmate and you should go marry them and everything else. But sometimes it's a breadcrumb life, right? We just follow one step at a time. We follow the breadcrumbs as we go. And when you look at life like that, it's a lot more interesting. So I think one of the ways we can all experience this, and I know Kat and I go through this every time and we're really bad at it, is trying something new on the menu. We have gone to restaurants.
I never try new things on my
menu. I know, because we know what we like. But when I look at a menu, like we have our one restaurant that we love to go to, we sit down at it, we order the same thing. And I don't think we've ever really ordered beyond like that maybe once.
Sometimes we change between sweet potato fries and regular French fries.
This is how we ride the roller coaster, folks.
We're wild, folks. Wild.
So I think sometimes it's just like, you know what you like and that's okay. But sometimes, you know, you don't want to miss the opportunity of having the thing you like and maybe getting it wrong. What happens if I pick this salad and I hate the salad and now I've paid for a salad that I didn't like? Well, now you know that how much better the original thing that you normally order is. It's just giving yourself permission to play with this game of life and enjoy making the wrong decision, because it just clarifies so much. You're going to learn more from a wrong decision than you are going to be from a right one.
Every time. You know, I think it really connects to the idea of like an abundance and a scarcity mindset, which we've talked about so many times on the show. But in a nutshell, if you have an abundance mindset, it's kind of like you come at the world with curiosity. Like you always believe that something good's around the corner. You're a very giving person. You believe that everything is lining up in your best interests. And a scarcity mindset is when you're inside of worry and you worry about making the wrong choices and you feel like there's not enough to go around in the world and you feel like you have to like hold tightly to what you have or else somebody's going to take it. And abundance mindset, people walk around, you know, giving, donating, giving of time, you know, all these things. Of course, there's pros and cons to both. We all need a little bit of scarcity sometimes and an abundance sometimes, but to adopt this mindset and to make it a habit, that's really what it takes to go through even the hard times and say, I don't know what I'm going to learn from this, but this was a really hard time, so it must be some really good lessons coming my way.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it. I think sometimes, too, the small decisions can stop us more than the big decisions do, because the small decisions are easy to understand and digest, right? We can hum and haw. Do you guys have that expression in the States?
Hum and haw is what we say. Do you say hum and haw?
I personally do. I cannot speak for every other Canadian because I get a lot of, given my track record for quoting things is not great. So
him and haw.
I say him and haw. No, I hum and haw. Yeah. Anyway, it's easier to do that over the small decisions in your, like over an Amazon purchase. Do I get this dresser? Do I get that dresser? And use that to block yourself from the bigger decisions. One of the best ways to move through these things quicker is to kind of look back on it. And this is what we preach at 5-Year U, is like, go to your 5-year self and look back and go, what is it? Does this matter 5 years from now? This person that I am becoming right now, what are they going to think of this decision? Most of the time, they're not going to care. So just make the one that feels right.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that you can do is just allow yourself the freedom of making that wrong choice. It might not be wrong, but just allow it, because I think somewhere in the back of our minds, I think we fear somebody's going to come to us and go, that was a dumb mistake that you just made. Why did you do that? Reality is, most people aren't going to do that. There are some people that you might be associated with that do that. And remember, that's a choice that we all make to have those people in our lives. But the reality is, the voice inside your head is really the thing that we're talking about right now. That mean SOB voice that won't stop berating you every day for every choice that you make and whether it's right or not. And that's where we teach people to start cultivating their best friend. And we're going to have an episode on that soon, where you have to understand that that voice that's talking so negatively to you is just trying to protect you, and that you can stop giving it so much credence and just go, okay, I picked the soup. I wish I had picked the salad next time. And that can apply to small things and big things alike. But start with the small things because it's a little easier.
Exactly. I like that. I like that advice. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that indecision is in itself a decision. Every time that you can't make a decision on something, you are actively choosing to sit with the anxiety of not knowing which way to go. And certainly some decisions take more thought, but living in indecision is one of the worst feelings. And so we encourage people to make the best choice they can with the information they have. Take the time, look deep within yourself, journal, talk to trusted loved ones, but make your choice. And it's either going to be amazing or it's going to be an amazing lesson. Those are the options. And so don't let yourself live with the anxiety of the indecision because you're choosing to put yourself in this stressful situation.
Like that. I love the indecision as a choice. I also love when you're saying, you know, make the decision. The wrong decision is still the right decision right now. It was the decision you were meant to make.
Yeah, so good.
But yeah, like that indecision, it's huge. It's the price you pay for an unlived life. You could sit on your couch the rest of your life trying to make your next decision and not doing it, and life will just slip by. And we don't want that for you. We want you to be feeling comfortable in making the choice and moving forward with it, knowing that you can always change your mind on things. You can take a job, go work at it for a week and go, wow, I really do not like this industry. I thought I was going to love it. I'm switching. And you just keep leaning into things. Life is just a huge platter of delights that we get to pick from. And we're so afraid that we're going to pick the one thing that makes us full and never eat again that we don't pick anything. And the more we understand that it's just choices to move forward, the easier life gets, because that's what life is. Life is a series of choices.
Saying that life is a big platter of things to choose from, that is exactly what I mean by an abundance mindset, because that is looking at the world and saying, wow, I'm so grateful for all the choices I have to make. It'd be overwhelming, but if you truly believe that no decision is a wrong decision, whatever may come of it, That is living in abundance. That is living positive psychology. But there's a lot of other people who are like, the world is on fire. And it really does seem like that when you're reading the news every day. And there are challenges all over the world. And we get to decide to take action, to help with those challenges, to make it a meaningful part of our life. Or we can choose to, again, like you said, stay inside, stay on the couch, because we're afraid to go outside, afraid to make the choice. A life is meant to be lived. And we're not saying it's going to be easy, because it's not. There are a lot of really tough lessons out there that people have to learn, that we've learned in our personal lives. But that's why we're here, is to learn lessons, to learn how to love, and to figure out what our purpose is and how we can make other people's life better, even if it's just our own family's life better.
Yeah. So I think there's one more thing, and we're kind of tiptoeing around two things. One is like life purpose, which hopefully we can get to in this episode. If not, we'll do it another time. But I think the big one is decision fatigue that kind of creeps in on all of us, where it's like you're making choices all day about things. And at some point, your brain just like goes, look, I can't decide what to make for supper tonight because I have been making choices all day long. And, you know, what you choose for supper tonight isn't really going to affect the rest of your life unless you pick something bad, I guess. I don't know. I don't think it would help. But
Andrew eats shrimp, because then he will die, because he's allergic.
That is the only thing that I can think of right now that would be a bad choice for me.
Yeah.
But what I am thinking of is like, look, you have a lot of decisions. So just don't get bogged down by them. And I know that's easier said than done, but there's a lot of decisions that you can probably make in the next 30 seconds. Like at most decisions, you know, just you quiet your mind, you take 3 deep breaths, ask yourself the question, you're going to get the feedback immediately. So let's say like, should I go out tonight? I take 3 breaths, calm myself down. And then I ask myself that, a little voice will pop up right away and go, yes. And here's the most important part, because it's not the actual answer, it's how you feel about that answer. So you say, you know, should I go out tonight, and go yes, and you go, ugh. Well, then clearly your decision is actually to not go out tonight. And that is how you can move through these little decisions a lot faster, because there's a lot of choices in the world right now. And having the platter to pick from is harder than having to choose between water or coffee.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it just feels like, oh, there's a vast amount of things. What else can I pick? I don't know, but I know the sooner you pick, the sooner you can try it. The sooner you try it, the sooner you'll know if you like it, and the sooner you can move forward with it or without it, which is really what you're wanting to do.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't even need to take the 3 breaths on, do I want to go out tonight?
I know.
The answer is just no.
That's why I gave the example and not you.
You want to stay in and read your book and get cozy.
But, yeah.
Okay. Well, I really like that. What did you want to say about life's purpose and how it connects to this topic?
Okay. So life's purpose, this is like, you know, the big question, why are we here and whatever. And I've been personally going through this for a while. And what stuck with me is that, again, what if I make the wrong choice? But it's not a wrong choice. It's going to be the next step. So what I do with it is I look at it and go, what's the next step that I want to take? What's the next step that feels inspired? So for me, it's, you know what? I really want to do more with our videos. I really want to get our program out there and do the coaching and everything. And when I say it, even then right now, I can feel my heart expand. So it feels good inside of my body. Whereas if I said I want to build a completely new website and do the stuff that we were doing 5 years ago, it just kind of like, I feel myself kind of, I can saw my posture in the camera. Yeah, I'm like just kind of shrunk down.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good. So with stuff like that, when it comes to your purpose, you're not trying to decide the next 50 years. You're trying to decide the next step. You cannot take a breath in the future. So quit trying to take that breath now and take the next step now. You can't do anything tomorrow. You'll do that when you get there. Trust in yourself. You've been doing this your whole life. Tomorrow will come. You will be there. You will take that action. Today is about taking the action that makes the most sense to you. And sometimes that action is no action. And that is okay too. Sitting on the couch and, you know, recovering like I've had to for the last 2 months, it's okay. You have to do it sometimes.
I was going to say, and it's okay to be multi-passionate. Andrew and I, we both have a lot of different interests. And if you're someone who's like, I want to know what my thing is going to be. And I want to know like the job is going to be perfect. Like you may be a multi-passionate person and that's fine. you might have a season of like pursuing this one thing and a season of pursuing this other thing. And all of it matters because it makes you feel good. And if you're wondering what your purpose is and why you're here on the rock, it's usually the thing that you're really good at, but you don't realize is a gift or a talent because it comes so easily to you. You have to think of the thing or ask some of your friends, what am I good at? Why do you come to me? And like, if we asked our friends that, they would say they come to us for the hard questions. They come to us for advice. They come to us because, you know, we're the old souls that, you know, try to have, you know, compassionate answers. They do not come to us to ask like what the playlist for the party at the bar should be, because we are not fun in that traditional way. But there's something about you, listener, and I know there is something about you that you are very good at, whether you're creative or a cook or like public speaking comes supernaturally to you and you don't understand why it makes everyone else nervous. Like whatever it is, there is something about you that comes very easily to you. And that's what your gift is. And your purpose is probably inside or buried within that somewhere. And pursue those things that make you feel good. Pursue the things that come easily to you. Your work, your life, it doesn't have to be hard. It's allowed. You're allowed to like really like what you do and have it be easy for you. That's okay. Yes. That's preferred. So again, to sum up, there are no wrong choices. And it's okay if you make some mistakes along the way of finding out why you're here and what your purpose is. That's what life's about.
Yeah. And this is exactly how we start with our coaching clients in the 5-week intensive, where they come to us usually trying to figure out that new step, that next that direction they're meant to take. And we have conversations around this. And it's really amazing how fast people change once you have somebody to sound off with and to work with on this stuff. So if you're hearing this and you're like, I could really use some direction, just send us an email at hello@5yearyou and just say, I'm ready. And we will get back to you and we will book that first call. And we can't wait for you to discover your purpose. It's been calling for you.
I love that. It gives me all the shivers. Okay, Andrew, it's time for the glimmers. And if you're new here, glimmers are something sparkly and happy that we just like sharing with you at the end of every episode, something that's lighting us up. So what is your glimmer for today, sir?
Honestly, I got a lot of them right now, but I'm going to actually say the red shirt that I have on today, if you're listening to
this.
So
cute.
I had a really nice shirt on when I ended up going to the hospital from True Classic, and everybody was complimenting me on it that day, and then they had to cut it off, unfortunately. So I emailed True Classic and I said, like, what happened? They're like, well, we don't have that shirt anymore. So they sent me this one, and it's kind of my first time wearing it. And I'm really, really liking it. Yeah, that's my glimmer.
It's sweet. Good customer service. Yeah, if you guys missed our last episode, Andrew dislocated his shoulder and had to get it pop back in. It's been gnarly, but I'm happy for you and your new shirt. It looks
Thank you. Very nice.
I'm happy because, well, I get to see my twins today and we have a 3-day weekend together. And frankly, the start of school and all their activities has been so busy. I'm super glad to have Monday off from bringing kids to like football and this, that, and the other. I'm really looking forward to having like a chill day with them on Monday. So my glimmer is the 3-day weekend.
Well, I hope you have a great long weekend. By the time people listen to this, the long weekend will have come and gone, but there'll be another one coming up shortly. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Hey guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.